Each Senate will please come to order. Clerk will please call the roll.
Atkinson, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Bonamici, Boquist, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Devlin, Dingfelder, Dingfelder, Farioli, George, Girard, Girard, Haas, Haas, Johnson, Johnson, Cruz, Cruz, Metzger, Monsenderson, Monroe, Monroe, Morissette, Morissette, Morse, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Schrader, Starr, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Walker, Whitsett, Whitsett, Winters, Winters, President Courtney.
He's here. Yeah, I don't, this isn't right. That's Leah.
Quorum being present, we will post the colors, and Senator Farioli will lead us in the pledge, please. The invocation today is by the Reverend Scott Nelson, the Morning Star Community Church in Salem.
Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the many wonderful blessings you have lavished upon us. Indeed, so many that when we look at the plight and struggle of so many around this world, we are compelled to humbly acknowledge your hand of mercy and goodness upon us. We thank you, Lord, that we can celebrate the birth of our state in a special way this year. And we give thanks for those who have gone before us and sacrificed so that we might enjoy our faith, our freedoms, our families. And today, Lord, I give thanks for this legislative body, for each dear senator and their staff that sacrifice and render such wonderful services and work such long hours to make this state a better place for its citizens. I pray that you would protect them from discouragement and disillusionment. I pray that they would be strengthened by your power, your grace, that they would be able to accomplish the awesome and difficult tasks that are before them. And now, Lord, as we reflect on this Holy Week, we give you thanks for the great gift of love that you have given us in your Son. And I pray that we would be mindful of the exhortation of your word to keep fervent in our love for one another, even as you have loved us. We pray these things in your name and for your glory. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Scott Nelson, for your invocation. I'd like to extend the courtesy of the Senate to you. Thank you, Senator Farioli, for leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Our guests, honorary pages, Chelsea Balderi, Stephanie Bedortha. These are the guests of Senator Larry George. Blake Chamberlain, the guest, honorary page of Senator Burdick. Leah Tejas is the guest of Senator Walker and the honorary page. Welcome all the honorary pages to the floor. Thank you for coming and helping us with our floor session and our work throughout the day here in the State Senate. It's an honor and a privilege to have you. Recognize Senator Walker.
You do?
Excuse me, recognize Senator Winters, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, and I thank you for giving courtesies to Reverend Scott Nelson from Morningstar Community Church, which is one of our largest churches here in the city of Salem, and also it's in my district as well as Reverend Nelson. And what you also need to know, they're very engaged in the community, and I fondly remember when I had my triple bypass that they arranged every day for someone from their congregation to bring me meals. And so thank you, Reverend Scott Nelson and the Morningstar Community Church.
Any other announcements? You will find on your desk a publication by the Employment Department I had put there. It's called Oregon at Work. It's part of the 150-year project, our celebration, birthday celebration. It covers the history of what it was like to go to work in Oregon over its 150-year history, written by former KGW legislative correspondent Tom Fuller and state employment economist Art Ari. After 2 years of exhaustive research and interviews with the descendants of Oregon pioneers, part of the state library's 150 books to read during Oregon's 150th birthday year, lessons of hard work, sharing, creativity, ingenuity, and perseverance that provide hope and inspiration to today's Oregonians who are experiencing a period of economic downturn. This book is about the average everyday Oregonian who must figure out how to learn a trade, make a living, and support a family. So again, it is a preparation, a document presented by our Employment Department after 2 years of exhaustive research with pioneers, attendants of Oregon pioneers, about what it was like to find a job and work in the great state of Oregon. Remonstrances. Recognize Senator Walker, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to mention that on my way to work this morning, I walk, for the most part, across the street. My apartment's just across the street. I nearly was run over in the crosswalk. Several cars driving all to work fast, not looking, and I took a step out into the crosswalk, and it made me think of the good Senator Farioli, because this happened to him in a crosswalk. And I take one step out, and cars start to slow, and I get the drift that, okay, you're going to let me go. And I take one other step, Mr. President, and two cars sped up. And when I turned around and kind of went, what are you thinking? I was given a hand gesture. And to tell you, Mr. President, when I'm in the crosswalk, when anyone's in the crosswalk, we have the right of way. So I have called the local police department, asked them to step up the patrols out here in front of the Capitol. There are hundreds of people who come into this Capitol building every day. They should know that on their way across the street, they're not
Thank
going
you.
To go to their grave as they come here to testify. So please, colleagues, help me alert drivers. I don't know how much better we can get with this. The senator, good senator from Portland, has tried over and over again to refine our crosswalk laws, and I don't quite know what to do. I think I'm dressed pretty brightly today, but maybe I need to bring a red flag next time around. But colleagues, be careful on your way to work.
Recognize Senator Atkinson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Mr. President, in response to Representative Walker's concern about crosswalks, I would say that the solution is very simple. I have a bill to this very measure. We should close Court Street and make the mall a walking mall only, make the two parts of Court Street here parking for buses, get cars out of the front of the mall, and make it all beautiful. That would solve the issue. I would urge that we move that bill.
Other remonstrances? Message from the House.
Mr. President, Speaker McCormick has passed House Bills 2240, 2340, 2424, 2478, 2581, 2583, 2614, 2658, 2826, 2870, Senate Bill 189, and Speaker has signed SJM 1.
Reports from conference committees. Reports from standing committees. In accordance with SR 8.551, committee report summary 60 was distributed to members today. This information will be recorded in the Journal of State's report, and so ordered. Reports from special committees. Propositions and motions. Recognize Senator Richard Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I move that final consideration of SCR 11 be made a special order of business immediately.
Senator Devlin has moved the final consideration of SCR 11 be made a special order of business immediately. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, there's been a request to move this to the head of the agenda. We are honoring that request.
Discussion. The question is on making SCR 11 a special order of business immediately. Those who in favor will answer aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion is carried. We will now proceed to the special order of business. The clerk will read the resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 11, in memoriam James Klonowski, 1925 to 2009.
Recognize Senator Walker.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am so excited and honored to be carrying this resolution today. And joining me at my desk is the Honorable Ann Aiken, the wife of Jim Klonowski, who was my professor at the University of Oregon and who helped change my life. Jim is no longer with us. He died this year. But he did not die, and everybody forgot about him. Everybody, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people have contacted Ann since his passing to share their stories about what he meant to their life. This guy was so cool. I'm a bit of a loss because I remember how young I was. It's been a long time since I was in college. But I came from Reedsport, Oregon, a little tiny town that has lost a lot of people because their economy has gone bad. But at one time, it was a thriving community in the 70s. And I started out in Eugene, but we ended up in Reedsport for high school. And I am so fortunate that I went to high school there. I was a poor kid. Had no dreams of going to college because my mom had four children with no child support coming, and there was no dream of going to college. Well, I had a high school counselor who had a dream for me, and this was a man who was dying of Lou Gehrig's disease, and he said, Vicki, you're going to college, and I'm going to make it happen for you. Well, there was a lot of free money in the 70s, and boy, was I glad there was free money in the 70s, because I got to go to college, and I chose the University of Oregon, and I was going to be a lawyer. Boy, I was going to be a lawyer, and I was going to take political science and learn all about the world. Well, I didn't become a lawyer. As you know, I became a court reporter because I decided to have children and make that all work. But I took political science, and my first professor was Jim Klonowski, American Government 101. I mean, That class scared me because here I am coming from this little tiny high school thinking I'm not very smart. Well, the one thing about Professor Kalinowski is he made you feel smart. He made you feel like a person who had knowledge about things in life, and he also wanted you to be eager to learn. If you came to his class, you couldn't sit there and read the newspaper. You couldn't sit there and read your book. And back then, we didn't have cell phones and PDAs and iPhones, so we weren't distracted with those sorts of things. But he wanted your attention because above all, and one of the things we talk about in the resolution, is he was a member of the greatest generation. He believed in the power of an informed and active citizenry to remake society, and that politics properly understood excites us because of its lasting impact on the lives of people, nations, and the world. This is a man who infected everyone around him with the excitement of learning, with the excitement of politics. And granted, he was a Democrat. I'm not going to hide that because he'd never hide it either. And he was pleased to be a Democrat, even chaired the Democratic Party of Oregon for a period of time. And I remember he was doing that while he was also teaching. But he didn't care. As long as you were engaged in politics, he would engage you in a lively discussion about the politics and the world around you of today. He served as a private in the United States Army during World War II in Korea, and he believed so much in politics that he taught civics as a sergeant to deploying soldiers during the Korean conflict. I mean, this is a man who really believed and was committed to our government. He had a bachelor's degree and a master's degree from his great alma mater, the University of Minnesota, because he came from that small Iron Range town of Virginia in northern Minnesota. He was a member of the Iron Range, and those folks, they knew about the salt of the earth. He also had a Doctor of Philosophy degree from the University of Michigan, his second alma mater, and one of his children went to the University of Michigan, and his father was very proud of that. Jim taught at the University of Oregon for several years, and he took a sabbatical when he came back because he couldn't stop teaching. He loved it so very much. He was also very involved in the community. I've never seen someone so engaged in the community. And books, boy, did he love to read books. I travel to Klamath Falls in my work every 2 months with the bankruptcy court, and there's a judge in Klamath Falls who knows Ann very well, and her husband gave me a book one time and said, "Vicki, could you read this book, and when you're done, please give it to Jim Kalinowski because I know he wants to read it." And it was about the history of Oregon seen from different eyes, and I learned about the history of Milton Freewater and lots of other things. And so it was books and newspapers. I mean, his children told stories at his memorial service about every one of those kids was a newspaper carrier. Every single one of them, they didn't know you got paid for it until later in life. Because you know what? Dad made them put the money away in a special account for them. And then when they graduated high school, they got to pick a trip to go on with their dad, and they went wherever they wanted to go. And so all that money they'd earned over the years being newspaper carriers had been set aside so they can learn about the world. This was who Jim Kalinowski was. This is the Jim Kalinowski that we are all going to remember. And there are many, many people in this building. There have been editorials written about him from the Oregonian, who also took his classes. He has touched so many lives, and members of his family have carried on that tradition. I've worked with Judge Aiken a lot, and she's in the same building that I worked in, but you know I'm not there anymore. I quit my job as a court reporter after 25 years. That's what self-employed people do. We don't retire. We quit. But we have engaged in conversations about the world, and I have to tell you, I just feel so incredibly blessed and honored to have started out my life in college with a solid foundation from a professor like Jim Kalinowski, because it gave me the reassurance, yeah, Vicki, you're smart, you were meant to be here, and don't let anyone ever tell you otherwise. But I will tell you, after the memorial service, I went home to check my transcripts, which I still have. I actually just threw all my blue books away last year. I had them for over 30 years, but I kind of cleaned house, but I went home and I looked at my transcripts, and I got an A in every one of my Klonoski classes. So I feel like, Jim, you're listening today. I hope this is an A-plus for you. I know it was hard getting an A-plus, but in memory of this wonderful human being, I'm so proud that the Oregon State Legislature is honoring him today. Thank you for joining me in this honor.
Thank you, Senator Walker. Recognize Senator Floyd Brzezinski.
Thank you, Mr. President, to the resolution. Mr. President, I also want to stand in honor of Jim. My knowledge of him was after my wife, Susie, and I moved to Eugene in 84 and my work within the community. And we've had few but very frank discussions and very substantive discussions. And his hearing from Senator Walker as the impact that he had on her life, I've talked to a number of other people who are local as well as have gone on outside of the Lane County area and said what an impact he had on their lives. And I can only reflect back in my days, which I think all of us probably can do, and think of those people that were significant others in your life that actually gave you focus. And he was one of those individuals that did that for so many people. So it's my honor to be standing today and in support of this resolution and understanding that he has a legacy that is going to continue through his own family, as we have seated with us today on the floor, as well as many, many, many students, I'd say thousands, that have gone through his classes who have been touched by his life that will, in fact, take those missions that he has put and the seeds that he placed in those individuals to actually flourish and be a shining part of our life and our history as it goes forward. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Brzezinski. Recognize Senator Dave Nelson, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I, too, rise in support of this, and I just want the body to know that I was a student of the professor, but I got C's and I didn't get A pluses. And that was in the early 60s.
Thank you, Senator Nelson. Recognize Senator Suzanne Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm honored today to rise in support of this Senate Concurrent Resolution 11. And colleagues, on the morning that we heard this resolution in the Senate Judiciary Committee, there was an editorial in the Oregonian that morning in a simple question, a lasting legacy. And this was written by Rick Attig in the Oregonian. And he shared some of the same experiences and life-changing experiences that Senator Walker talked about. And he said that University of Oregon political science professor James Klonoski posed the same final exam question to every one of the thousands of students who took his American government course over more than four decades. Who rules America? And of course, there was no right or wrong answer. Mr. Attig talked about how Professor Klonoski was the single most influential professor in the lives of generations of University of Oregon students who went on to serve in government, journalism, and many other fields. And he talked about how, for those of us who drifted into his American government classroom for the first time and then sat spellbound, simultaneously dreading and hoping that he might single us out, call on us in class, probe our own thinking about the government, his legacy as a professor still looms large in our lives. And he concluded by saying that he long ago forgot the answer that he wrote on that test, but he said that because 27 years after James Klonoski taught me the marvel and the muddle that is American government, I am still working on his final exam. So I wanted to share that with you today. I'm honored to have Zach Klonoski sitting with me today, and I know other members of his family are here in the chamber, and I'm honored to rise in support of this Senate concurrent resolution honoring his life. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bonamici. Recognize Senator Margaret Carter.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm joining the other voices of people who knew this grand man, and sitting at the desk with me today is his second oldest son, Nick. And I'm very, very proud to say that he was a part of my life as well, and he and I would get into real great conversation about politics. And I met him before I came to the legislature, and every year in Eugene, I would go down to talk to his classes for the first 10 years of my life prior to coming to the legislature, and would just be totally challenged and totally in awe
of some of his, even his antics in teaching that kept you spellbound, that kept his classes exciting, and he would challenge you and call you out. When I became the state's first African-American to serve as party chair for the Democratic Party west of Mississippi, he called me on the phone and he said, well, do you have your challenge now? Go forth, do good, and I'm passing the mantle on to you. Jack Klonowski, I will always remember you, and thank you for the contribution you made, not only to this state, but to this country.
Thank you, Senator Carter. Further discussion? Senator Walker, do you wish to close?
Mr. President, just to say a couple more words, I do want to say that Jim's hero was Franklin Roosevelt, President Roosevelt, and he died on President Roosevelt's birthday, if I'm not mistaken, which is just sort of synchronicity in my view. And it says that, to me, you know, Jim rode on the hearts of public service, and I think that's what President Roosevelt wanted to encourage in our citizenry. He spent 40 years at the U of O teaching young people about the world. 40 years. That's a lot of lives. So I'm honored to have been one of those that he touched. The children are here today. Some of the children, Nick is here, Sam, Zach, Chris is in school, and Jake is a lieutenant with NATO over in Italy and could not be here today. And then there are two other children from a previous marriage. And actually, one of those spoke at the memorial service, and he spoke very clearly and said, I'm the renegade, I'm the Republican. So there was one Republican in the family. Again, colleagues, thank you for helping us to honor such a wonderful human being. If we could all just even be a piece of what Jim Klonowski was to this planet, we're doing well. Thank you.
Question now arises upon the third reading, the final passage of SCR 11. Those opinion the bill shall pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Nelson.
Aye.
Brzozinski.
Aye.
Rosenbaum. Schrader,
aye.
Starr,
aye.
Telfer,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Walker,
aye.
Whitsett,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Atkinson,
aye.
Bates,
aye.
Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick,
aye.
Carter,
aye.
Devlin,
aye.
Dingfelder,
aye.
Ferrioli,
aye.
George, Girard, Haas, Johnson,
aye.
Cruz,
aye.
Metzger,
aye.
Montes Anderson,
aye.
Monroe, Morissette. Morissette. Morse. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. George. 29 ayes.
SCR 11. Having received the constitutional majority, declared passed. So, to the family and friends, the widow Ann, his children, Kevin, Tom, Catherine, Jake, Nick, Zach, Sam, and Chris, we have just paid in the Oregon State Senate its highest honor to your loved one, to your family member that you have lost. He was a great individual, contributed much to the state, both at the local level and to the state level, as well as the nation. He's a great patriot, a professor of political science, a great Oregonian. We know that you will miss him very much. We will miss him, and we extend our condolences to you. And again, we have just paid our highest honor to SCR 11 to him. Thank you. Recognize Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the consideration of the following bills be taken from their places on today's calendar and that SCR 7 be moved to the Tuesday, April 14th calendar, SCR 8 be moved to the Wednesday, April 15th calendar, and Senate Bill 625 be moved to the Thursday, April 9th calendar.
Senator Devlin has moved that the consideration of the following bills be taken from their places on today's calendar and that SCR 1 be moved to the Tuesday, April 14th calendar, SCR 8 be moved to the Wednesday, April 15th calendar, and SB 625 be moved to the Thursday, April 9th calendar. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. For a number of these measures, we will have family and advocates in one case B 625 here on those specific dates, so we want to move them to those dates so that people can be here to hear their consideration.
Discussion. The question is on taking SCR 7 and placing it on the April 14th calendar, placing SCR 8 on the April 15th calendar, and placing SB 625 on the April 9th calendar. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, no. The motion has carried. Recognize Senator Brzezinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate concur with House amendments and repass Senate Bill 311.
Senator Brzezinski has moved that the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 311. To your motion.
Mr. President, what has happened is the House has taken the bill, made it a little better, tightened down, did a couple of things of tightening down some of the technical language. They also added in, as necessary, to make sure the clarification that SAFE, which is the State Accident Insurance Fund, as well as the Oregon Utility Notification Center, are going to be included within the higher cap and be considered state agencies as compared to being one of the locals, and also gave some other clarification language. There are good technical fixes, and we ask that the Senate concur in this motion.
Thank you, Senator Brzezinski. We're now under discussion. Those who are of the opinion that the Senate should concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 311 will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will please call the roll.
Brzezinski.
Aye.
Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Schrader.
Aye.
Starr. Telfer,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Walker,
aye.
Whitsett, Winters,
aye.
Atkinson, Bates,
aye.
Bonamici,
aye.
Boquist,
aye.
Burdick, Carter,
aye.
Carter,
aye.
Devlin,
aye.
Dingfelder,
aye.
Ferrioli,
no.
George, Gerard, Haas,
aye.
Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Mons Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. George, voting no. Atkinson, Ferrioli, Gerard, Cruz, Whitsett, 24 ayes.
Senate Bill 311, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Action on executive appointments that require the Senate confirmation. Introduction of the first reading of Senate measures.
Senate Bill 10, relating to adoptions of children in custody of DHS and court emergency.
These are transmitted to the President's desk for referral. Second reading of Senate measures.
Senate Bill 66, relating to criminal records checks performed by Department of Education. Senate Bill 113, relating to accreditation of post-secondary schools. Senate Bill 400, relating to shellfish. Senate Bill 444, relating to hazing.
Pass to the calendar. Third reading of Senate measures. We are... First reading of House measures.
House Bill 2240, relating to chiropractic physicians. House Bill 2340, relating to venues. House Bill 2424, relating to Oregon Adopt a Highway Program. House Bill 2478, relating to bodily fluids. House Bill 2581, relating to rural health and appropriate money. House Bill 2583, relating to boats. House Bill 2614, relating to rental dwelling units and flooding plains. House Bill 2658, relating to oral prosthetic devices. House Bill 2826, relating to child labor. House Bill 2870, relating to motor vehicles.
These are transmitted to the President's desk for referral. Second reading of House measures. The third reading of House measures. Other business of the Senate, according to SR 8.403, committee referral list 87, was distributed to members April 3rd. And number 88 was distributed April 7th. The referrals will be recorded in the Journalist Status Report and is so ordered. Under announcements, recognize Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President, Senate colleagues. Senate Democrats, please go directly to the caucus room. We will caucus at this time. We will get you out 15 minutes before noon.
Recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Republicans, please get your lunches and come to the caucus room by 11:45. We have a full agenda to get through today, so 11:45 in the Republican caucus room. Thank you, Mr. President.
Recognize Senator Jason Atkinson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Mr. President, the Floyd McMullen Fire Brigade will meet today. Please bring a pen, a writing instrument. 2:00. Thank you.
Thank you. We will not meet here on Friday. There will be no floor session this Friday. If there is no further announcements, if there are no further announcements, and without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 10:15 tomorrow, Thursday, April 9th. The Senate is adjourned.